This is class number one, why it's important to love yourself. To help illustrate why it's important to love yourself, let's start with a story. I want you to imagine a house whose very foundation is crystal, and this crystal constantly reflects light from a sacred source within it. What's unique about this house is that light streams into it through the flooring. And that flooring is made of a clear glass-like substance. The walls are also made so that each room radiates light and warmth. This light affects every aspect of the house. All power in the house comes from it. And whenever attention is given to this light, it intensifies the radiance and becomes even more brilliant. Can you imagine a house like that, a house that is illuminated from within? Well, over time, less and less attention is given to the light. And as a result, it becomes dimmer and less warm. Someone suggests that this light cannot be trusted, maybe because it's less dim and less warm. The property owner is encouraged by the authorities to focus on the light outside of the house and in other locations, and not to rely so much on the light within the house. And again, over time, the owner of the house plasters the flooring with layers of mud and concrete. And the walls are similarly covered. The light now still powers the house, but its radiance only seeps through a small number of unprotected cracks. Eventually, these too are filled. There are a few windows that invite light from the outside, but before long, this light becomes too bright and bothersome. The windows are covered with thick curtains, so little light enters from the outside. The light and warmth feel far away. The house is cold and dark, and it stays this way for several generations. After hundreds of years, someone visits this house, trying to convince the new owner that it's built upon a great treasury of light. The owner scoffs at such an idea. "Look how dark the house is," he says. "Besides, I dug down under the cement once, and there was only mud underneath it." But as much as he wants to deny it, something keeps nagging at him about the visitor's words. The owner digs a small hole into the floor, deeper than he's ever dug before, and he's amazed to discover a ray of light shining through the layers of muck and cement. Where did this come from? How long had it been there? Do you see the analogy here? We are each that house that is illuminated from within. We each carry within us a sacred treasure. And when we do not love ourselves, we separate ourselves in our own mind and heart from the light, which is our essence. The light in the story is the love, warmth, and truth that can illuminate our being and that we can extend to ourselves. The light is our connection to divine source, and to the foundation of who we really are. We can't destroy this foundation, but we can layer it with beliefs about ourselves that keeps us unreceptive to what is our natural birthright. Instead of relying on our own inner light, we have looked for it outside of ourselves. The poet Rumi writes, "You wander from room to room hunting for the diamond necklace that is already around your neck. And we find that over time, it's hard to acknowledge the light in others when we have not acknowledged it in ourselves. We cover our windows, so to speak, and have trouble accepting the light around us. So why is it so hard to love ourselves? We are like the owner in the story who never realized the treasury upon which his house was built. Generations have handed down to us a sense of unworthiness and the belief that loving ourselves was equated with selfishness, vanity, or haughtiness. Messages from outside of us convinced us that God was separate from us and that we were not inherently lovable. The idea that we should love ourselves became almost blasphemous. So we need to start with a very important assumption. This belief affects every aspect of our life. It's the belief that we are worthy of love. There is nothing we can do to earn that love. And there is nothing we can ever do to lose that love. The light within us is a gift that can never be taken away. Once we know this, I mean really know this, and understand that we are connected to source energy, it becomes much easier for us to access this light and love. Then we need to learn how to receive it from the inside out and how to allow that light and that love to be magnified in the experience of our lives. Why do we need to love ourselves? Well, we need to love ourselves because our core essence is love. Our core essence is divine. When we love ourselves, we allow that light to shine from deep within us. When we love ourselves, we are open to our essence. But how do we love ourselves? What does that mean? If love is about being kind, patient, caring, non-judgmental, and forgiving, how can we extend it to ourselves? What does it mean to be selfish with a capital S, in the sense that we are responsive and committed to this deeper loving self that resides within us? What would it be like to be committed to this deeper loving self that resides within us? This course will be teaching you how to extend love to yourself and how to remember, which is equally important, that you are an extension of love. In the meditation that follows, we will use the metaphor of a house to represent yourself. Using your imagination, you will access your unconscious to explore the different rooms in your house or in yourself. The living room will represent how you feel about yourself socially. The den or study will reveal how you feel about your intellect. The bedroom will show intimacy with yourself and others. The bathroom will reveal how clean or dirty you feel in relationship to your body and sexuality. The kitchen can also represent your body image, as well as how well you care for yourself physically. There will be an upstairs meditation room that reveals your spiritual life, as well as an underground basement, which represents what has been hidden and unconscious in your life. As you reflect on what you like about your house and what you dislike about it, you will get valuable information about how well you love and like yourself right now. You will then remember that your house is built upon a treasury of light, and you will discover how you can open more to that light in every aspect of your life. When you are listening to the guided imagery meditation, remember that there is no right or wrong image. Let yourself be surprised by what you imagine without needing to judge it. And remember that you don't have to see anything in a sense of seeing something visual. You may experience it more intuitively and sense it in other ways. All you have to do is imagine it.